Hey, this is Brian Zond, and I'm glad that you're interested in the podcast. You know, it's a free podcast, and it'll always be that way. But if you would like to give and help us out, that would be awesome, deeply appreciated. If you want to do that, you can do that through the Word of Life website or through the Word of Life mobile app. Anyway, God bless you. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. Tonight will not be an ordinary Friday night service, because it's just not ordinary for me tonight. Last night, it started off as a really good night. You know, Perry and I are planning to walk the Camino during our sabbatical in September and October. So Derek Vreeland came over and was helping us pick out the packs you need to walk all the way across Spain. And then when that was over, just saw at the very end, got to see, you know, the Royals come back and win it in the ninth. That's nice. But then I started getting reports, you know, I became aware of what had happened in Dallas. And I turned on the television and I watched it till past 1 a.m. About 1:15 a.m., I sent an email out to several of the staff members, and I said, meet me in the morning in my study. We're going to put together a service that will be in response to the things that have happened not only in Dallas last night, but also in Baton Rouge and St. Paul, Minnesota. So tonight the service is called Lament for the Land, because it feels to me, I don't know about you, but it feels to me like America is in such a bad time and in such a dark place. Honestly, I'm very troubled about it. So let's back up. I'll just tell you about how I perceived this past week. On Tuesday, I saw a black man in Baton Rouge killed by a white policeman. On Wednesday, I saw a black man in St. Paul killed by a white policeman. On Thursday, I saw a white policeman in Dallas killed by a black Army veteran. And as we now know, 4 other policemen died and 7 others were injured. Now listen very carefully. I didn't hear about these 3 deaths. I didn't hear about a black man dying in Baton Rouge, a black man dying in St. Paul, a white man dying in Dallas. I saw it. You understand? I saw it. What is it coming to when in 3 days I can see 3 deaths, not depicted deaths, not Hollywood, real deaths I see, I witness. I saw 3 people die, not quiet, peaceful deaths, but violent, unjustifiable deaths. What I know is violence begets violence, begets violence, begets violence, begets violence, begets violence. And it seems that we are in danger of spiraling down into that awful abyss. That one of the names for it is hell. Now, if you ask why is this happening? Well, if you ask that question in a serious manner, not just in a frustration, but as an honest inquirer into the depth of this problem, we eventually have to face the reality of deep systemic sin in America. Issues of race and racism are inextricably linked to many of America's deepest problems. So we hear about Ferguson, Charleston, Cleveland, Baton Rouge, St. Paul, Dallas, to name a few over the past 2 years. But if we start pulling on that thread, say, where does this come from? Where's the beginning? If we start pulling on that thread, well, it leads us all the way back to the 1600s and the initial colonization of North America, how that happened. As the prophet Hosea said, we have sown the wind and reaped the whirlwind. So as the followers of Jesus, what are we to do? Well, we begin with lamentation and prayer. The Bible has a lot of lamentation in it. It even has a book called Lamentations. But we Americans don't like lamentation. We don't like lamentation because it's counter to the myth that everything's all right, everything's fine, everything's great, it's wonderful. We're number one. And if we have to lament over something, then we have to drag out what we've swept under the rug. But lamentation is part of the response to a world gone wrong laid upon the people of God. Now, can we do more than lament and pray? Yes, but not before we lament and pray. Because only in prayer do we, in time, become contemplative enough to be something other than reactive people. Reactive people will be of no help in our current situation. Only contemplative people that are able to hold different sides of the story together in reconciling love. Only contemplative people have the capacity to lead others into a place of peace and justice. Reactive people will just lead others further and further into reaction, violence, and more injustice. So tonight we will lament and we will pray. And we've put together a liturgy called Lament for the Land. We will lament, we will pray, we will sing, we will worship, we will hear the Psalms, we will hear the gospel, and at last we will come to the table where we find our healing. The Lament for the Land liturgy is based on my basic liturgy of prayer. I've learned that in times of great crisis and deep emotional distress, it's best to lean into a well-crafted liturgy, which is to say, at times like this, I don't trust my own praying. I can be too angry or too despairing. And so I have to trust a well-crafted, time-tested liturgy. Now, we will eventually, at some point in the evening, have a time to pour out our hearts to Jesus. But first, the liturgy, our holy track of prayer. Because the primary purpose of prayer is not to get God to do what we think God ought to do. Because we don't know. The primary purpose of prayer is to be properly formed. If we respond in ways that are impulsive and that we have been scripted to respond because of how we've been brought up, we will almost certainly be unhelpful. If we are to respond in ways that are not reactionary, racist, and retaliatory, we need to be formed in Christ by sitting with and lamenting with Jesus for the land. So sit there. Relax. Take a deep breath. Let's pray. Father God, Creator of heaven and earth, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Israel, God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, true and living God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, have mercy and hear our prayer. O Lord, open our lips and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Hallelujah. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Join with me in confessing our sins to God. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Will my sin separate me from you? Oh, my Lord, please don't turn your face from me. How long will my spirit thirst to drink of righteousness? In my heart, I long for purity. Oh, wash me, Lord, wash me. The blood of Jesus.
I waited patiently upon the Lord. He stooped to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the desolate pit, out of the mire and clay. He set my feet upon a high cliff and made my footing sure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many shall see and stand in awe and put their trust in the Lord. Happy are they who trust in the Lord. They do not resort to evil spirits or turn to false gods. Great things are they that you have done, O Lord my God. How great your wonders and your plans for us. There is none who can be compared with you. Oh, that I can make them known and tell them, but they are more than I can count. In sacrifice and offering, you take no pleasure. You have given me ears to hear you. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. And so I said, behold, I come. In the roll of the book it is written concerning me, I love to do your will, O my God. Your law is deep in my heart. I proclaimed righteousness in the great congregation. Behold, I did not restrain my lips, and that, O Lord, you know. Your righteousness have I not hidden in my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your deliverance. I have not concealed your love and faithfulness from the great congregation. You are the Lord. Do not withhold your compassion from me. Let your love and your faithfulness keep me safe forever. For innumerable troubles have crowded upon me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more in number than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and altogether dismayed who seek after my life to destroy it. Let them draw back and be disgraced who take pleasure in my misfortune. Let those who say, aha, and gloat over me be confounded, because they are ashamed. Let all who seek you rejoice in you and be glad. Let those who love your salvation continually say, great is the Lord. Though I am poor and afflicted, the Lord will have regard for me. You are my helper and my deliverer. Do not tarry, O my God.
Out of the pit, out of the miry clay, I will sing a new song. I will sing a new song. How long to sing that song? Sing that song. How long?
Our gospel reading is from Luke chapter 10. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And Jesus said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way, behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near.' The one who hears you hears me, and the one who rejects you rejects me, and the one who rejects me rejects him who sent me." The 72 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven."
There's only one way, there's only one way, there's only one way to fight it. All this hatred, all this violence, there's only one thing to fight with, and it's love. Love is more powerful.
Yeah. us confess our creed of faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He makes us lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside still, calming, soothing waters. He restores our soul, and oh God, we need our soul restored. Restore our souls. We bring our souls before you, oh good shepherd. Restore our souls. And lead us in the right paths, the paths of covenant faithfulness. And even though and even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, oh God, we will not fear. We're not forsaken. We're not abandoned. We're not alone, for you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. And you prepare a table. Thank you, God, for the prepared table. Thank you for the table you have prepared, even in the presence of trouble, adversity, enemies, and adversaries. You prepare a table for us. Anoint our heads with oil. May our cups overflow. And we thank you for the promise that surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Join with me in praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our Father, Holy Father, Abba Father, in the heavens, hallowed, holy, sacred, worshipped and adored, feared and revered be your name. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy government come. Thy politics be done. Thy policy be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy reign and rule come, thy plans and purposes be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread. provide for the poor among us and provide for our own needs. As we seek first your kingdom and your justice, may all the things that we need be added unto us. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Transform us by the Holy Spirit into a forgiving community of forgiven sinners. Forgive us of our many sins, our selfishness, our self-entitlement, our self-centeredness, our self-indulgence. Forgive us of our many sins. And those who have sinned against us, we forgive them. Those who've hurt us, those who've harmed us, we forgive them. We entrust them, O God, to your justice and your mercy. Lead us not into trouble, trial, tribulation, temptation. Be mindful of our frame. We're but dust. We can only take so much. Lead us out of the wilderness into the promised land that flows with milk and honey. Out of the badlands into resurrection country. May our long winter of discontent be made glorious summer by the Son of God. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from the evil one, the Satan, the accuser, the adversary. As we draw near to Jesus Christ, lifted up, may his cross become for us the axis of love expressed in forgiveness that refounds the world. And may that Satan who led humanity astray, tempting Adam and Eve, enticing Cain, leading us into rivalry, accusation, violence, domination, war, racism, empire, and all manner of sin, so that the world became organized around an axis of power enforced by violence. May that Satan soon be crushed under our feet, O God of peace. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Take another deep breath. Try to quiet your soul and let's sit with Jesus. Let's be aware of the presence of the Christ who was crucified upon the tree and raised by the Father on the third day, who is now seated at the right hand of the Father, filling all things with his presence. Let us open ourselves to Christ. And as we sit with Jesus, we are gently drawn out of our selfish and self-centered and self-defensive posture and perspective. We begin to understand what it might be to be the other. What it might be to be the other, the outsider, the minority, the persecuted, the underdog, the underclass. We sit with Jesus. Jesus, we sit with you in lament for the land. We lament the long history of injustice that has been upon this land. We lament it. We weep for the Native Americans who were killed and driven from their land. We weep for the African slaves who were sold and suffered in this land. We weep for Native Americans who continue to suffer in this land. We weep for African Americans who continue to suffer injustice in this land. We weep for the families of black men who have been killed unjustly. We weep for the families of police officers slain while keeping the peace. We weep for our children growing up in this violent land. Oh Lord, we weep. But while we weep and lament and repent, we do not surrender to despair. We look to God, for our hope is in God. The psalmist said, "The meek shall inherit the land." Jesus, you said, "The meek shall inherit the earth." Lord, teach us to be meek and trusting, not greedy and clutching. Jesus, you bless those who hunger and thirst for justice. We have a deep ache in the pit of our belly. We have a searing thirst deep in our soul for this wounded land to see justice and be made whole. But we don't know exactly what to do. So, Jesus, we sit with you. We sit with you so we might see the deep truth that God is love, and there is no them. There is only us. Jesus, we sit with you. Now, as you sit in lament, quietly offer Jesus your own prayer, or just sit with him and see how he might speak with you. Sit with him for a minute or two. Lord Jesus, you stretched out your arms of love upon the hard wood of the cross, that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your spirit that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you for the honor of your name. Repeat after me. Blessed are the poor in spirit.
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of justice, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Oh God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, and hasten the coming of your kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the set free. will we trust in force or God's wondrous grace? You lean on the everlasting arms. We will trust in you. We will trust in you. Where the darkness tries to hide it, there your love will shine bright. We will trust in you. We will trust in you. Standing dressed in the armor of light. We will trust in you. We will trust in you. Where the darkness tries to hide it, there your love will shine bright.
We lament and we grieve all the hatred in our society. Lord, we acknowledge, we lament, and we grieve all of the senseless murders. Lord, we pray, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned.
sins in dying that we are born again to eternal life. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace.
Oh God, you have taught us to keep all your commandments by loving you and our neighbor. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit that we may be devoted to you with our whole heart and united to one another with pure affection. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Oh God, you have bound us together in our common life. Help us, in the midst of our struggles for justice and truth, to confront one another without hatred or bitterness, and to work together with mutual forbearance and respect. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. Join me in these final prayers. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us. Amen. There's only two things. Well, there's only one thing that Jesus said about himself and about us. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And then Jesus said, you are the light of the world. I am the light of the world. You are the light of the world. If the world is to find hope, they will find it in Jesus. And if the world is to find Jesus, they will find him among his church. Jesus said, let your light shine. But he also warned us, he said, oh, but if the light that is among you and within you is darkness, well then, what's to be done? How great is the darkness? It's the time for the church to not reflect and react in the same way as the world, but to be the model of something other, the way of Christ. I want us to give our offering tonight with this thought in mind. I want the church to be strong because we are the light of the world. So prepare your giving. Let it be part of our liturgy of lament tonight that is also infused with hope. That though we have much to be sorrowful about and much to lament, we also believe that there is hope. The hope of Christ, the hope of the resurrection, the hope of the living Christ within his church. Because we believe in Christ and what he is building, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail. Because of that, we give. For the sake of Christ and His church, that we might be strong, that we might be the light of the world. Take a moment. Get your giving ready. Father, I ask that you would bless this offering. This offering tonight. That we give because we believe in you, because we have hope in you, because we believe that your Son, our Savior, is the light of the world. And that as we are formed together in Christ, becoming the body of Christ, we become that light that shines in a dark place. Lord, meet every need of those that are here. Meet the needs of this church. May we be strengthened to be a light in the city of St. Joseph, in this region and community in the world. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mama, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. So I can't shoot them anymore. Oh, a long black cloud is coming down, coming down. I feel I'm knocking on, knocking on. Shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Oh, knock, knock.
with me. And now we come to the table. This is where we find our strength and our comfort. This is where we bring the wounds of our soul, the wounds of the soul of this land, to the wounds of Christ. We come to the broken body and the shed blood, to the broken bread and the offered cup, the body of Christ broken for us, the blood of Christ shed for us. Here we find our healing, our hope, our forgiveness, our new life. Because this is the table, not of the church, but of the Lord. It is made ready for those who love Him and for those who want to love Him more. So come, you who have much faith and you who have little, you who have been here often and you who have not been here long, you who have tried to follow and you who have failed, come. Because it is the Lord who invites you. It is His will that those who want Him should meet Him here. Amen.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and for contempt on all my pride.
Put the whole thing online. It'll be on the CDs, but the best way is online. Put the whole thing on. How soon can we do that, Josh? Do you know? You know, as soon as possible. We'll put it online. The reason I tell you that is I think it might be good to direct people to it. The whole service, just, you know, from my opening all the way through the songs, we had the whole liturgy. Will be online, and I think in a time like this it might be good to direct people to it, to help them find a way to move away from the reactive and toward the contemplative, because that's where the healing lies. Amen. Sunday morning we will gather together again. We continue our stories of redemption. The story has this title, Touching the Void. So join us at 10 o'clock on Sunday. Bring some people with you. And now let me speak a blessing on you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause His face to shine upon you and be, oh, so gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance, His loving countenance upon you, and in troubled times give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen and amen. God bless you. Go in peace.